What's up, everything? The St. Louis Blues are fighting for their playoff lives, but they're not fighting very hard. After getting shark bit last week, it's hard to see them making the postseason, even though they've gone 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. Will the Kings be able to hold them off? Will Roman Reigns be able to hold off the challenge of Cody Rhodes? Will Austin Matthews be able to hold off male pattern baldness? We'll discuss all those questions ahead, so let's get started, and let's go Blues! Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Two Guys, One Cup podcast. It is another episode. This is Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm going from memory. Did I do it? I think I did it.
You got it.
Nailed it. And we're back talking about all things Blues and NHL and God knows what else. Ian, it has been a while since we've talked on podcasts, but not nearly as long as the gap between that last episode and the one before that. So we're improving.
How are you doing? Getting better. We are doing better.
The prophecy has been fulfilled. Yeah,
this is a measurable improvement. I'm doing well. I'm dry. There was a big storm on Sunday or Monday, or I can't remember, but it was crazy. I guess there was a tornado in Chesterfield, and I was unaware that tornadoes could touch down near big money. I thought it was only for us poors, but apparently it doesn't matter. Tornadoes don't discriminate. But other than that, it's been nice, a little cooler here. Probably not as warm as down there, but it's like 45, which is, you know, it's only April, but it's like, come on, let's get some 60s. I gotta mow some grass.
Your ass is grass.
You gotta mow your grass down there. Is that a thing that you have to do, or is that like a thing that's taken care of?
What was the question? Oh, mow my grass? Yeah. I don't at this place because I've got like a small HOA, so that's cool. I don't mind like housework, cleaning, chores, really any of that. I think I am going to make a resolute effort to never mow my own lawn again. It's really like I hate it so much, and that's going to be one. Like, I don't want to be wealthy necessarily. I don't want to have a $218 million house like we were talking about before we started recording. I just want to be well off enough that I never have to mow my own lawn. I don't think that standard's too high, you know?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I always think, like, if you want to spend a little bit on something that you're just like, you know what, this is why I go to work and make the money, because then I can spend it to have someone else do this thing I don't want to do. Like, I always think, like, my mom's parents were very, in their old age and everything, they clean their house and everything, they're vacuuming and all this stuff. But then I remember my mom telling me she had three siblings growing up, and she was like, oh yeah, they, you know, they were, came from, I don't know, normal means, middle class family, but they still like hired like you know, a maid to come over, I think it was like every other week or something, once, just to like clean everything, because they were like, you know, we're not going to get to like every like nook and cranny all the time with four kids. And I was like, you know what, that's smart. It's a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so folks, invest in yourself.
I've done that as well. It's delightful, honestly. It's one of the best decisions I ever made. So that's the story of our abundant wealth.
That's right. Take it from us. Put all your money on black.
That's right. That's, you know, you've heard people say never invest more than you can afford to lose, never gamble more than you can afford to lose, but do it.
Yeah, well, it's like, those money. People are idiots.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep you away from all the money.
Exactly. So there you go. I guess we can talk about some hockey stuff if we insist on doing it. The Blues are, you know, still alive for the playoffs, technically, correct?
They are. It seems impossible.
that they are one of the teams that has yet to be eliminated from the playoffs.
That's
But
right. But for how much longer?
I think you should be refused the right to play in the playoffs after a performance like they had against the Wild the other night. That's what I think,
I mean, I thought it was over with
Or
that
not the Wild,
loss.
sorry, the Sharks. I said the Wild, but the Sharks is who I meant.
Just as bad. I thought it was over for the Blues with that loss because Vegas is now currently at 92 points and the Blues
Yeah.
are at 84. And I was like, oh, well.
The Kings really don't seem to want
Yes.
it
The Kings
anywhere.
have lost
I
three in a
mean,
row and
in
are
our
now.
last 10 games, we are 7-2-1, which is pretty
Yeah.
good, except for one of the two being that loss against the San Jose Sharks, which is unforgivable. The Kings are 5-5-0. So that's how we're still kind of quasi in it, but I mean, that also kind of proves how far back we were before this.
I was like, the
The
Kings have a
Kings,
game in hand too.
yeah, which at this time of year actually does matter. So the Golden Knights technically haven't clinched, but I would assume they do if they win another game. Maybe. Well, no, I guess technically not, but more or less. I don't think the Blues are going to make it. I don't care that much, honestly. Like, it's, I don't know. Is that a bad place to be as a fan? Should I be more engaged? It's not that, like, I would have fun if they made the playoffs, and I don't even think they can do much to their, like, pick draft lottery odds or picks or anything. So why not? But also, I guess my concern is just that it sends this team a signal that they're doing something right, which they clearly are not.
Oh yeah, like if they're gonna make the playoffs, I want all assurance that Doug Armstrong and company are basically like, look, I know we made the playoffs, but this is still like a terrible team and there needs to be a lot of work done on it over the summer and in the coming years. Because yeah, there's no way if you make the playoffs and they're like, well, this proves that we're on the right path or whatever, and just gotta only way is up. It's like it's not the right lesson to learn from all this. But yeah, I agree that like I would rather see them in the playoffs at this point just because it's more hockey and you never know. It'd be fun to like upset like at this point, who would they play if they made it? Dallas. That's fun. Fuck Dallas. But you're probably just gonna get throttled. But if it gets Stillman some extra money from those two home games. And that makes him go, I'm gonna spend more money this summer than cool, I guess. It's just, yeah, that game against the Sharks is just terrible. Like, I don't know what the Blues were thinking because they were basically out shooting the Sharks in the first period by like 7 or 8 or something like that. But like every shot was essentially like into their goalie's chest. I don't even know it was a net for them. And then I think they were like, well, obviously we're out shooting them, so we're going to score. So they came out in the second period thinking that. And then they got lit up. And I think it was like 3-0 or 4-0 within the whole second period. Nothing happened in the third. You get shut out by the worst team in the league. You're the only team. Maybe it's changed since then, but probably not. You're the only team in the league to have lost to the Sharks more than once. I mean, you're one of the however many teams, probably like handful to
11
lose to a
teams at all that
period.
have been lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
Like
that's not the actual number necessarily, but
but yeah, like a third of the league maybe, and you've lost to them twice, and you play them one more time. I think they play them next weekend or something like that, or next week. Like that game has to be like 7-0 Blues. Like I get it, 2 points is 2 points. Take it in overtime, take it however you want, but like that has to be a statement game, especially if you're like still in the hunt for the playoffs of being like, okay, let's beat this team that has embarrassed us twice and maybe show some of the more, I'll just say, naive folks that we are a playoff team and we can do it. I mean, so LA is 3 points up, they got a game in hand, they're currently up 1-0. to Seattle in the first period tonight. So they're here's their game in hand that you hope they lose. And so I was looking at their strength of schedule, like the strength of schedule for all the teams remaining. And the Blues have the third easiest schedule remaining with their last seven games. I think four of them or five of them, maybe it's four, are against non-playoff teams. And it's like another Chicago, it's Anaheim, it's San Jose. I can't remember who the other one was. And then, of course, the team that has the easiest schedule moving forward is the LA Kings. So,
Hell yeah,
you
let's
know.
go.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost the last three. You hope maybe the bomb's fallen out if you're really pulling for the Blues to make the playoffs, but that doesn't help your cause at all. It's, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. They've made it interesting at the end, which I will give them some credit for, but not really, because it's like if LA just was slightly better, then no matter what the Blues did, we're just not making the playoffs. So I can't really be like, good job, Blues. You've hung in there still. It's like you're just gonna back your way into the playoffs. It's like the Western or the Eastern Conference right now, where it's like there's a wild card spot and five teams constantly lose. And it's like, who wants it? Who wants this? I don't know. It's kind of just disheartening at this point, because I just want the playoffs to start, period. And also A, to watch the playoffs, but B, also to like just have the Blues stop playing their embarrassing brand of hockey. Part of me thought if they played well and made the playoffs, and I don't know how you feel about this, I was a little worried that if, say, like they beat Vegas in their game a week ago, and if they beat, say, San Jose, and they didn't get embarrassed, and they make the playoffs, squeak in, that they're going to go like, we were playing pretty poorly, but then we got Drew Bannister in here and things turned around. So
Oh
maybe we gotta give this guy a look as our head coach. But I really do think
I ain't got nothing against.
that
Go
San
ahead.
Jose game was the nail in the coffin for me. I was like,
Yeah.
that's not your fault, buddy, but like, can't have this happen.
I ain't got nothing against Drew Bannister. If he wants to be like an assistant coach next year or whatever, go back to the AHL coaching job, like more power to him, but that can't be like your solution. I mean, the only way you do that, honestly, is if you're like, if like Armstrong's like, well, we need 3 years and we need a scapegoat when we get 3 years from now. So this is the guy. Like, I hate to say that, but he's like a Jeff Blashill, you know? That's his only road to being the head coach right now. And I think
You don't want to be Jeff Blashill.
there's too many totally mid coaches who have coached elsewhere before that Armstrong can go to that. I don't think, you know, that's going to be his choice. Who's on the NHL coaching
Carousel,
carousel
yeah,
right
we're
now?
I'm feeling
Let's
Dean Evason.
see.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling good old Dean Evason. There's a Bruce
Available
Boudreau.
NHL coaches. Are we really going to go back to the former Wild coach? Oh, Gerard Gallant, let's go, baby.
Oh, Gerard Gallant.
Give me
There's,
that dude. He doesn't speak
man.
English so good. Get him a taxi. That's all you need. Daryl Sutter. Blech.
Can you imagine? Bro, if they hired like Darren Sutter, I don't know. I think I'd just stop. I'd just fucking stop. Stop what? I don't know. I'd just stop.
Stop,
I'm not
yeah.
gonna do it no more. Not gonna do
Not gonna do it.
it.
Joel Ward is just randomly on this list of available head coaches. I mean, maybe he's an assistant somewhere, but
Let's just name
right.
anybody.
I need one of these articles for 2024. I'm seeing all these 2023 top head coach available articles, but where's the new ones?
Wait,
Todd
was
McLellan.
man, I forgot he was fired.
That's a fucking army move right
That
there, Todd McLellan.
does feel like
A dude
it, yeah.
who's like completely fine, but just like, yeah. Jay Woodcroft, let's go. We just hire back Craig Berube. Yeah,
Yeah, it
whoops.
was like, eh,
Our bad.
we were wrong. It's fine. It wasn't your fault, I guess. It was
The
shitty
team, turns out the team's just shit. Greg, sorry about it. I
in
don't
either
know
way.
what to tell you.
We're the fucking head
Yeah,
office of this team, but we didn't really look that
we
close, and now we
didn't.
know. You know what? They should just put Peter Chiarelli behind the fucking bench. Is he even still here?
Yeah, I think so, as far as I know.
Might as well just get Doug Armstrong to leave, have Peter Chiarelli as GM. He hires freaking Todd McLellan. We the Edmonton Oilers of freaking 2016, baby. But yeah, no, I don't think it's gonna be Drew Bannister at very least. So, like you said, no offense, Drew. Seemed like a nice guy, but I need somebody else. But all the options suck. We've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I can't, but it can't be Drew Bannister. I mean, I agree with that.
Can't be. Was trying to find. Oh, go ahead.
No, if you have something else.
Just in terms of like the Blues as a whole, if we want to like dive into them as a team for a moment, like
Yeah. That's where I was going because
I
you
was
gave me
like
notes to go on.
Toropchenko, who we always believed was going to be a very good player, and then for a hot second we thought maybe not, but then he made it on this team, and we were right to put him as high as fourth on the prospect pyramid, fourth tier on the prospect pyramid. We had a
Hell
hunch.
yeah.
He's played really
We
well this
are
year.
brilliant and the smartest people alive.
That's right. Tune into our draft coverage in June. We will hit you hard with our knowledge.
Which, for the record, will also be our next episode.
Yeah, that's all, yeah, stay tuned. I would say
It. Knock
Toropchenko
on
is
wood that
a.
I didn't just
Oh no,
curse us with a
we're not
soundbite.
doing that. We're doing
We're
free
doing,
agency.
yeah, we got at least two in there, so
Free
we're good.
agency 2 weeks later, folks, fresh off the presses. But I noticed there was like a that Toropchenko moved up the lineup recently, top six role. Like, obviously, I don't think that's where he's going to fit long term, but like he's played really well this year. He's very much, I don't know, he's turning himself into a real Ivan Barbashev, I would say, a Swiss Army knife, a Russian Army knife. And then he had a quota somewhere about how, like,
Which we called from the very beginning.
yeah, that's right.
And
I know.
where's Quinn Costin these days? Barely getting ice time for the fucking Sharks. So, who
Oh,
was
yuck,
right?
really?
Yeah, he was on there. It's funny because I was talking to, I don't know if it was you or if it was, I think it was Jordan because my friend Jordan was in town as correspondent Jordan for old
The
longtime
people
fans of the
know.
podcast. I was like talking about the Toropchenko Costin thing, and I was like, I don't even know where Quinn Costin is anymore. Is he in the league? And then they said his name, yes, in that Sharks game where we got our asses kicked. And I was like, huh, there he is. Look at that.
Like how if you're on the
Oh,
Sharks, you're like,
yeah, the
that
answer
means you're
is
just holding on.
barely,
Yeah.
barely. Is he
You're
in the
just
league?
barely holding on.
Barely.
I've got a spot on an NHL team, for now. Surprised, you know what? Good for
You've
him.
got
I'm
a
surprised he would have
spot.
gone back to Russia.
You've got a spot on a team that is allowed to play 82 games against other NHL
Yeah,
teams. So,
you are allowed.
you have been promoted. You are now one of my elite employees. Anyway, that's all the kids like that sound clip. It's a TikTok thing. Ian, you're a dad now. You're too old to understand.
That's right. I don't know. I
I
don't know anything about most TikToks. Not
get
all
excited.
TikToks, just most.
I get excited about Blues players, and then I make the mistake of looking at like Evolving Wild or Evolving
Oh yeah.
Hockey projections. I'm like, oh, so they're all bad, huh?
I know. I'm like, are we, is this player gonna be in like the top 50 of prospects? I'm like, he's 75th. Like, oh, okay, well, that's good too. That's also fine. But yeah, Torpchenko, Neighbors, like, I mean, there's definitely, I don't know how Torpchenko's 24, so I guess he's young-ish, but like there's younger players on this team playing well, which is nice to see. I mean, watching Neighbors score in front of the net pretty much every other game is pretty nuts. I'm like watching him, like, are you just like David Backus now? Are you just like the new 21-year-old David Backus? Is this gonna be, I don't know if you're gonna be netting close to 30 every year, but like it's just kind of nuts to think that he's gotten even there now, because it was like just last year he was people were like, eh, he looks all right, or he hadn't really found it yet. But what they've been doing with him in front of the net and posting up and getting garbage goals and everything, they all count the same. And he's almost got 30 this year. I think he's at like 25 or 26 or something. He's just played really well. Like, I'm excited for those guys to keep improving. And then I'm also like excited to see like the next wave with Dvorsky and Snuggerud, because like speaking of Snuggerud, he was his season ended this
I didn't want
year.
to speak of Snuggerud. Go
Well,
on.
we're gonna have to. His
We have
season
to.
ended.
We have to acknowledge the tragedy. The tragedy and the
Yeah.
travesty.
Unfortunately, the Golden Gophers didn't make it very far in
Would
I
that they
think.
had.
I think they call it the Frozen Four, even when it's not the Frozen Four, the NCAA hockey tournament. So his season's over, and people thought maybe he'd be coming to the Blues for the last handful of games here, see what he was like, in the NHL against men. And then Snuggerud made the decision, the poor decision, to stay in Minnesota for another year, play it out there next year, and then we'll reach the same point this time next year, pretty much.
He didn't swear, but he suggested very strongly in the article with JR that that would be the point when he'd come to the NHL. And then he didn't.
Well,
But
I'll believe when I
he's
see
lying.
it.
He's lying. He's going to leave us. He's going to Adam Fox us.
Oh
He's gonna
no.
big time us.
Yeah, I sure hope not. This is something that does happen from time to time. They have his rights until like, I forget what it is, July or August of like
2026.
26. Yeah, so
Yeah.
they've got 2 more years, which conveniently is the 2 years he can spend in college. He's obviously burning next year in college. I mean, the nice thing is him not coming yet is he hasn't burned that first year of his ELC. So he would have done that if he would have even just played five, six, seven games here. It's not like the little 10 game call up or whatever you can do with some of the CHL players at the beginning of the season. So, but it would have been nice to have him in the, even just the AHL playing against men next year, just to see what he's got. I mean, I saw read something like the Blues brass think he's ready now, and the program in Minnesota says he still has some growing to do. And I'm like, yes, this sounds like things both of you would say, given what you want to
Yeah,
happen.
under the circumstances.
But I mean, he played well up there without, oh man, who was up there with him? Cooley? Was Cooley on his line? Was he in Minnesota? He had like
Yeah.
two really good prospects on his line last year. And people are wondering, some of his production would go down with them gone. And I think it has slightly, but it's not to the point where you're thinking, oh, he was just being bolstered by those two guys. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see him eventually. I still think we're probably the same amount of time away from Dvorsky, just because he's what, even younger. And this is just his first year in North America, and then the CHL, and the where's he? He's in the OHL, right? He was voted best shot and best stick handler by like in a coach's poll in the OHL. So like that's pretty cool. Of like all the coaches in the OHL, most of them think he's got the best shot and stick handling. That's neat. He's played really well up there. He's scoring. He's definitely like kind of a man amongst boys up there. But I'm guessing he's still going to be, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be in the OHL again next year, if he's AHL bound or what. Although, don't you have to be a certain age coming out of like CHL to even play in the AHL, right? You got to be like 21, 20, something like that.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's true with the AHL. Yeah, if you're a Canadian prospect. Although, have you heard? I don't know if you're a puck soup listener, but have you heard that the rules are going to change for college hockey?
Oh yeah, I'm actually very interested in that. Like,
That's very intriguing because it seems like, I mean, I don't know, for folks who don't know the story, Ryan Lambert, who I love Puck Soup podcast now, but he's one of the guys on there, and he writes for Elite Prospects, and he's like a college hockey fiend. Ian's face just turned very red from whatever's on the but he's reporting, and Elliot Friedman's reporting too, so it's not like he originated the story, but like he's saying that like it sounds like NCAA will eventually change the rule that doesn't allow players who have, what's the rule? It's they're not allowed to play in the NCAA if they played in the OHL.
yeah, if they played in the CHL at all, they can't play in the NCAA because the
That's
NCAA,
technically a professional league, or
yeah,
they consider
NCAA
it a
thinks the
professional league.
CHL is like pro league because
And
it's, I
that,
mean, it is pro junior. Like they do get some sort of small money from it, so I think they're like, well, you're getting paid in some form or fashion, so that's a pro league, and you can't be a pro and come into what's essentially an amateur league in the NCAA. So yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
mean, I think it
interesting.
makes sense on that front, but like the interesting thing about it as it is now is like because good college hockey or good OHL, CHL players start at 16 and even the best ones start at 15, that means like the best talent from Canada and even some from the US is not eligible for NCAA. So if they change that, that would like transform that relationship. And then, the way Ryan said it, which I have no reason to doubt him, is that the NCAA would probably become the premier development league for NHL players, and that the OHL would kind of, fall to second place, which would be sort of crazy because the CHL OHL has always been the place,
Right, it's like you get some good players out of the NCAA, but that's definitely like most of like your high-end prospects are coming out of Canada. And yeah, it'd just be nuts if NCAA was, I mean, turned into essentially what college basketball is and college football is, where it's like you're in the NCAA college league, that's where you're getting drafted out of. And it'd be very interesting to see. It always kind of, I just always assume if you're in the NCAA, you're on a college team, that you're American. And like most of the time, that's the case. But it always kind of weirds me out or throws me for a loop when it's like, oh, Brian Elliott played for the Badgers. Okay, I forgot he was American. It's like, well, he's not. I'm like, what? You can't come here. You got to stay over there. Don't you
You
got your own
can't cross
colleges?
the border.
And
Yeah,
also
no.
kind of crazy to me because,
There's
like,
no education in Canada.
for real though, for real. But that's what I was gonna say is, like, it's always been a little weird to me that, and it makes sense when you learn about like CHL and all that stuff, but it's always been weird from like a distance that, given how most American sports are, where they're drafting out of colleges, whether it be baseball or football or basketball, that a country like Canada that has colleges and their big sport is hockey, that like college hockey there exists and is like no good. Because it's like, no, if you're like playing on a college hockey team, oh, are you a good hockey player? Like,
Not
for the
especially.
population, like, sure. But yeah, but like compared to like hockey players that want to do this for a career, oh God, no. And it's just like, it's always been kind of crazy. I mean, it's because the CHL exists and NCAA here, but it's just like, oh yeah, I play for University of Guelph. And you're like, oh, so it didn't work out for you, huh? Like, I'm just like so sad. And they're like, oh yeah, I think they'll talk about 32 Thoughts. I'm like, oh, it's the big Canadian college hockey tournament. I'm like, man, do people up there even give a shit? Like, it's like, that's gotta be like
Jeff
going to the family arena to see like the
Merrick
St.
talks
Charles
about it.
Ice.
Merrick talks about it because he's like a Guelph alumnus, his name, but that's like
Oh yeah.
the only reason he cares.
That's the other thing too, is like I always wonder because they name like Western and University of Guelph between Merrick and Elliot. And sometimes I'm like, oh, we only talk about those two because you two, that's the one you each went to. But then sometimes I think, is this the only two colleges they got? Is that why they're talking about them?
It is. Those are the only colleges.
That's right. But that would be really cool. I would like that just because I think it would be cool to be like, oh, the, Badgers have like two of the best players like coming up into the NHL right now or whatever. Like, oh, cool. Like, that's, I don't know. That just seems kind of fun,
Yeah,
especially for Americans.
it's probably a way to grow interest in, soccer, hockey in America too, because like having that development league obviously, is a big deal for basketball and the NH and the NFL. So like, why wouldn't it also be for the NHL? Not to the same level, obviously, but if you can get invested in a player that's 18, 19, whatever, then like, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
So, be interesting to follow. But yes, Jimmy Snuggerud didn't have that option, nor is he ever coming to the Blues. So,
We tried our best.
sucks. Sucks to suck. Sucks to snug.
Where's he from? Is he from Minnesota? He'll be going to the Wild. Be pulling all the strings to go to the Wild.
Can't imagine anyone wanting to do that,
I wish we were a destination. We never are. I remember a long time ago when you remember Danny DeKeyser, remember when that guy was young
oh yeah.
and was supposed to be good. Is that guy even in the league anymore? Not on the Wings at least.
Finally.
I remember when he was coming out of college and like it was springtime and I was like, oh, is he gonna what team is he going to join? I remember people were like, oh, there's rumblings he might go to the Blues. And I don't know, 2011, me was like, oh, maybe he will. And then I learned, no one wants to fucking come here. Do you
Yeah.
have a choice? If you have a choice, no,
Definitely not.
most definitely not.
Yeah, sad. But anyway,
Andy
one fun.
McDonald lives here. That's not enough for you.
Yeah, I take it. That's huge. He's very fast. Well, he was very fast. I don't know how he is now because he's old, but
His bones don't work.
he's old, which means he's probably like 46.
I know. That just blow me away. Where like I'm retired, and I'm like you, and they even look slightly old. I'm like, yeah, you're grizzled. And they're like, yeah, I'm 42, and I'm like, fuck, I'm 33. Like, shit.
Andy McDonald is 46. That was exactly on the money. You can't even
Nuts.
walk anymore at that age. What are you
Dude,
doing,
for real, dude.
Andy?
If 10 years ago he was too old for the NHL,
Mm.
like 10 years ago when he was 36, that was like, oh my God, retire. He was already retired. Oh
He
my
was
God, that's
retired 10 years
crazy.
ago. He was retired.
Wow.
Hilarious. Oh, geez. We are dying, and we're very quickly dying. Speaking of things that are dying, Auston Matthews' hairline. But more important than that, he's scored 60 goals this season, which, Ian, I've heard is quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's like
It's his
soon
second,
to,
also, his back-to-back 60-goal seasons, correct?
I believe so, yeah. And this is like he's, I forget what, if he gets 66, it's the most in
The
like most in one season in
calf
franchise
era.
history, or yeah, in the
Oh,
calf
yeah.
era too. Like that's pretty nuts. Like it's very, very impressive. Like it is one of those things, much like with Connor McDavid, where you just kind of like take it for granted and you're like, oh yeah, he's scoring more goals. And then he also, like, until recently, I don't think any, yeah, until like a game or two ago, he hadn't scored a single empty net goal. So like his first 60 were, none of them were empty netters, which is even more impressive. I don't take anything away from you reaching any milestones off of empty net goals. I don't care, they all count the same, but it is somewhat more impressive that those are just like 60 legit goals. I'm like,
Didn't
that's
he
just,
score two empty netters like the other night,
yeah, like the
though?
game. Yeah.
The
Then he said, oh, okay, I
game.
could do this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very impressive player. I don't think I ever thought he was going to be like this much of a goal scorer, even though I know like he was known for scoring goals and everything. I just didn't think he was going to be like this in the NHL.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
He. So his 60 wasn't last year. He went 41, then 60, then 40, then 62. So does that mean he goes 40 again next year and
Yeah,
just go back and forth?
35. Was he just injured last year?
No, played the. I mean, he had 74 games, so the same
Right.
amount as he must
Huh.
have. He might have been injured, in some way.
Oh, so I take very much that he's just a big fucking loser.
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts that they had drafts where it was McDavid 2015, and the next year was freaking Austin Matthews 2016. It's
Yeah.
just crazy that you can have those be back-to-back years. I don't know. Like, he's definitely going to be, if not already, like the best Leafs, one of the best Leafs ever, and he's definitely gonna be like their best goal scorer ever. Which is both impressive and slightly sad, given that their franchise is over 100 years old. They have a kind of crazy lack of like actual huge stars like that played for them for long periods of time. You have like Matt Sundin, and I'm sure there's people like Clacks Clagburn and stuff from like 1926 that I have no clue who any of these people are, but like,
We do love Quacks Quagmire.
yeah, it's
We're
like
big fans.
Smalls and Smallsy Jones and stuff. Like,
Oh yeah, we love Smallsy Jones. Huge fan.
those people exist, but they just haven't had, and even when they've had some stars, they've been like in passing. Like, they had Doug Gilmore for a while, but like, he wasn't there for the majority of his career, and all
Yeah.
these different players.
They had that guy that the Tragically Hip wrote that song about. Bill Barilko, he was a certain age and then he died and then he scored a goal. Well, no, he scored the goal before he died, but it was a
I was
whole
like,
thing.
whoa, what? I gotta listen to this song now. He scored
What a
after he's
twist.
dead.
But he no, it's a good song. It's called 50 Mission Cap, it's a good song. So there you go. But yeah, I mean, Matthews is impressive. I'm already rolling my eyes a little bit at all the, he's just gonna break the goal record after Ovechkin does talk. Cause it's like, I know I texted you this, but the people haven't heard this. We were
Yeah.
sitting here like 2 years ago, still doing the, I don't know. Do you think it's really possible that Ovechkin could break it? Like, he's Russian and he's kind of chubby. So is he, is that actually possible?
He's
And
never won a cup.
now because we've got a guy who's like supposed to be cool, even though I don't understand his style because he's too young. And he is Canadian, or he's not Canadian, but he's playing in Toronto. Now it's like, oh yeah, he's just a lock. He'll break Ovechkin's record. We don't even know. Well, what if Ovechkin plays till 55? We don't know. What if he's the Jágr of the NHL and just pots like 18 goals a season until he's Gordie Howe age? You don't know. You don't own that man. He is fueled by Subway and propaganda and hatred of the West, and he will score as many goals as he damn well pleases. So
That is pretty nuts, though. I was just looking at Matthews, and like, I didn't know that in his what, 1, 2, 3, 4, his 8-year career so far, which is kind of nuts to think. I always think he'd like just started
oh yeah,
playing.
he's just a brand new
I mean, but
NHLer.
he's only 26 still, but like, he's had over 30 goals every single season, and in 6 out of 8 of those seasons, he's had 40 or more. I'm just like, damn, it's like
That's gross.
very proficient. But yeah, I agree. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, the impressive thing about Ovechkin isn't just how many goals he scores, but the fact that he's still scoring a giant amount of goals like this late in his career. And
Yeah.
so for Matthews, it's like you're gonna have to see if he can stay that proficient for his whole career, and even pretty late into a career where it's like, well, most you just don't see other people scoring goals like Ovechkin does at this age, which is like the whole point. Like, there's been lots of players that can score lots of goals for a large portion of their career, but they
Right.
either have to, retire slightly earlier, or they just haven't, they don't do it past the age of 33 or whatever. And he's been doing it for like the last 5 years past that. So yeah, it is one of those things where it's like Matthews is scoring a lot, and he's like, He definitely, of all the people that are currently in the league, he is definitely the person that could do it, other than Ovechkin. But that doesn't necessarily make him like, oh, he's just right behind Ovechkin then. Like, he's just right there. And definitely going to be like a race for sure. I'm guessing he's going to get pretty close, and then it's going to be like, oh, is he going to push himself? You know, is he still going to be? I don't even know how much longer is his contract. Is it still going to be a Leaf?
Oh, that'd be hilarious if you went and did it as like a coyote. Well, the coyotes won't be the coyotes anymore. A Salt Lake City coyote.
Yeah, the sea
That'd
dogs, the salt
be the
dogs.
Salt Dogs of Salt Lake City. I'm
What was
in.
their, what was their, the guy's full name? Whoever,
Smith?
Joseph Smith. Yeah, they just call themselves the Joseph Smiths.
They should.
They just
They
call themselves the
absolutely
Smiths and
should.
have no problem with that, no trademark issues.
Yeah, that'll go over well. Morrissey, from what I hear, the lead singer is a super chill guy,
Yeah,
so
no problems there.
it should. Matthew's accomplishment does seem a little bit less impressive because both Zach Hyman and Sam Reinhart have hit 50 goals, so if they can do it, 60 is
Yeah,
really
and
not
Zach
much.
Hyman scored 50 goals. My goodness, so easy.
I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the reason that Hyman scored 50 in a second here, but definitely Sam Reinhart, arguably having the greatest contract year in sport history, maybe.
Oh yeah, for real.
I mean, you've got to, like, I know we always say this, and then the contract is like 12.3 million, but you've got to, as a negotiator, you've got to be like, Sam, come on, buddy. We see what you're trying to do, and we'll pay a
We
little more, but. Yeah, come on,
know
bud.
you're not good for 50 next year, right? Come on, come
We are both
on.
on the same page, right? You know that. We know that. That's okay.
You've shown it. We get it. Calm down.
You did great for a time, for a period. Oh, panger, panger, panger.
That senseless asshole. We can say that now that he's gone.
Yes. What are your thoughts on these two guys hitting 50, though? I mean, kind
I
of
mean,
crazy, right?
Reinhart, that's pretty nuts. Like, having 33 goals is his career best before this, and now he's at 52. I mean, this is also a career best in points. It's interesting just to think about how Florida's going to be able to like fit him in down there. It kind of works because Florida is in Florida where there's no income tax, so they can just be like, hey, we're going to pay you a little less than market value, but also this is all going straight in your pocket, baby. So
That's what really matters.
that kind of works. That can kind of work in their favor, but they do have a lot of players that are already being like highly paid between Tkachuk and Barkov and what's their goalie, Bobrovsky. Like, they've got a lot of money tied up. That's not to say that they shouldn't try and sign Reinhardt or move things around to keep them. They definitely should. But then on Reinhardt's side of things, it's like, I think, who is it? Friedman brought up, like, you've been in a bad situation in Buffalo, and now you're in a really good situation in Florida. Do you really want to like throw caution to the wind and be like, let me just go wherever gives me the most money, and I'm sure that'll be fine? Because like, I do wonder about that sometimes, where if you just want to get your money, go for it. Like, I get it, but it is kind of crazy where sometimes you'll see someone sign for a huge amount of money, a huge contract, and it's like, yeah, it's on, I don't know, it's on the island. I'm a New York Islander for life, baby. They're giving me 15 million a year. And it's like, yeah, that's great, man, but this team blows dick. Like, why'd you do that? You're gonna be making money, but you're gonna be angry. So that's all just to say, like, if Reiner has to take slightly less than maybe you'd get with another team, if I was him, I'd definitely do it, just because it's like, this is the best year of my life, and I don't know that I'm ever gonna replicate this, or even if I can anywhere else. Like, and I've seen what it's fucking like in Buffalo. Like, Christ, like, just stay, baby. Just plant those roots. I would not leave. I would not leave under penalty of death. Say, so bury me in the ocean.
It's like the Nazem Kadri disease, right? Like this dude was integral
Yes.
in winning Colorado a cup, and he was, after years of being kind of shit on in Toronto, sometimes justifiably, to be fair. And I know Kadri's very hated in this city, but most of that is irrational. But in any case, he goes to Calgary, and now he's a literal non-entity in the NHL. Like that team doesn't matter, he doesn't matter. Whereas, like, if he was still in Colorado, he'd be winning them cups. Like, they'd win more cups, probably.
I was just thinking about him the other day when the Blues were playing Calgary. I was like, man, what is it like to be, you go there and they invest all this money and, or like they, Kachuk's there, but I think that's the same summer they trade Kachuk, but you get Uyghur and you get Huberdeau and you're like, man, we're cooking, baby. And then like Huberdeau's not the same. And like your goalie's leaving, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, and I'm stuck here. Oh my God. Yeah, I get why they do these long contracts and you're guaranteeing yourself the money, but I do always wonder, I'm like, maybe you should just like try your hardest to be like, I'm gonna bet on myself, I'm gonna play my best, I'm gonna hope that I'm just keep performing the way that I do, and I'm going to sign here for 3 years or whatever, because then I can bounce. Or if you don't want me anymore, you can trade my ass and it's digestible for somebody else.
I mean, it's always there's always the funny flip side of like, oh yeah, it's so, like life is really rough for Nazem Kadri making $8 million a year and getting every meal catered and all that stuff. But like, yeah, it's just that question of what appeals to you more, I guess. And I would think being on the winner would be the ideal thing, but apparently not for him. Because he didn't.
They already won.
Speaking of winners, though, Connor McDavid, who was like 114th in points in the NHL as late into the season as like November 1st, is going to register 100 assists on this season, which will have been which has only been done by three other players, and it's the literal Mount Rushmore of hockey. It is Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, and Mario Lemieux. Mario, God, I can't believe I said it that way. Mario Lemieux.
Mario.
That's one of those things that like it's not a stat that you have thought about, but like, holy shit, man. I like it's great. Like your point, your point per game player is like crazy enough. And then like 1.3 point per game is crazy enough. But this dude's sitting at like 1.2 assists per game. How's
Oh
that
yeah.
possible? And he's not even playing with Draisaitl all the time. He's getting Zach Hyman 50 goals. Like what the this I know I say this all the time, but like we are not appreciating enough that I would say the greatest hockey player to ever live is playing right now. Like I know that's blasphemy and it's Gretzky and whatever, but like the era was different, man. The game was different. Gretzky himself, when he's on panels and stuff, is pretty self-deprecating, which I guess you kind of have to be if you're going to be Wayne Gretzky and be
Well, I'm not
talking
that
about
great.
hockey. But yeah, I'm the great. Oh, maybe I'm the great three, but anyway. But like, man, Connor McDavid is unfucking believable, and every year he does something where it's just like, oh, I guess he just does this now too. I guess I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but like Matthews hit 60 goals. And so it must have been last year, I guess. And everybody knew, every single person knew that McDavid was just gonna be like, yeah, well, I'm gonna score 60 goals then because I don't want to hear about this shit. And then he did it. He had 64 goals last year and 153 points, Ian. This man is baffling. He's stupidly good at hockey.
It is kind of crazy to think because I
He's
remember that first season where he got like, hurt or broke his collarbone and he was like, yeah, he's pretty good. And next, it's just crazy that he's like as much a generational talent as he is. It's like almost transcends that. It's like, I don't know that you're gonna get like a Connor McDavid
Yeah, he's
next.
not he's not generational. That doesn't even describe it.
It's
It's
like,
like
I don't know, you're
too
gonna get him in the
generic.
next 20 years. It's nuts that two, that there's only been four players to get to that milestone, or like he'll be the fourth. I mean, what did they say, Gretzky? And then it's nuts too to think that Gretzky got over 100 assists, like 11
Yeah.
times, and then two other guys got it once. I know they said Mario got like really close, like a second time. But yeah, but even like two, Orr and Mario just being like who they are, and they've only did it once, and that's like, and you have McDavid set up to do this probably multiple times in his career, and so then you'd be second to
Unless,
McDavid and or to Gretzky and only that, like.
yeah. Unless next year he decides he just wants to lead the league in like, hits or whatever, then he'll just do that. Like he will do whatever he wants to do. Like literally,
I'm tired of being told I'm soft.
maybe next year will be like his Selke trophy year, and just be like, I'm just gonna be the best at this. I'm gonna score like 95 points and literally not allow a goal against while I'm on the ice. Like it doesn't matter. He is capable of doing literally anything. I'm confident that with like an off season to prepare, he could outperform Stuart Skinner in the net. Like it doesn't matter. This dude is superhuman. So just enjoy it while you can, because he will eventually decay and become too old to be this good. So as will we all, that's coming for every single one of us. So enjoy.
So, yeah, Florida's really changed you. You're not worried about death in Florida. That's where everyone's there, just living
Everyone's
forever.
here just to die. That's
Every,
why we're
yeah,
all
but like they
here.
think they're gonna live forever.
But yeah, you're correct.
Hey, remember when that boat hit the fucking bridge?
Yeah, that was fucking nuts, huh?
Yeah.
That was, I know, like not all the crazy nut job conspiracy theorists, but just on like a real level, that was wild to watch.
You know
If
what
there's a
that boat was carrying?
what? Jaeger
Boeing
bobbleheads.
planes.
I wasn't actually, because I would
No,
believe
wouldn't
it.
that be hilarious? Like, son of a bitch.
We can't escape the bad
Fucking
PR.
stop.
I saw a clip of the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg. I'm super cool, so I know who the transportation secretary is.
I got a
And he
signed card from
or as Trump calls him, Voot Edge Edge.
him.
He was on, some interview show and doing the rah-rah speech for no, like, so I swear, don't worry about the doors just blowing off. It's safe to fly on Boeing jets. And he, as part of his little speech, he's like, think about it. These are metal tubes in the sky that are blown forth by fire at the speed of sound. And yet they're the safest kind of travel there is. I'm like, brother, that is not how to lay up your argument. Like, what are you talking about?
Going millions of miles an hour, you wouldn't think screws and nuts and bolts could hold this together. I wouldn't believe it myself if I hadn't seen it. I do think about things like that sometimes. I think about that with like buildings. Every once in a while, if you're like a really tall
Oh
ass
yeah.
building and you're like, how is this fine? How's this
Let's
not
just
just
get.
fucking collapse? Like, I would think about how much weight is in like a building when you're like on the 100th floor. I'm like, why is this hold all of this? Why wouldn't it
Yeah.
just be like, this is fucking too much and just like fall apart? Man,
You
human
can't think
engineering is
about
just
that for more
nuts.
than a second, or you're just like, yep, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I back to the bridge thing though, like the kind of on the same story of like it makes sense why a friggin' shipping cruise liner running into a bridge would knock over a bridge like it was made of Lincoln logs or Jenga blocks, but like
Yeah.
I still watched that and I was like, man, that thing really went down, like it just kind of crumpled. That seems crazy.
Well, it hit the crumple zone of the bridge.
That's fair.
That part of the bridge is meant to crumple.
It hit the particularly crumbliest part, but still. Yeah, that was not, it was obviously a tragedy. We aren't really laughing at it, but it's crazy situation,
It's
wild to
okay.
watch. And speaking of the wild, I did not do that on purpose. They pulled the goalie in overtime and lost. Have they done this twice now?
They've done it twice, but it worked the first time. They did it against
Okay.
Nashville, I want to say. They pulled them, or they pulled a goalie 4-on-3 in overtime. They scored, so they got their extra point for winning. And then yeah, then they tried it again against Vegas in overtime and ended up losing. And as you'll probably be well aware at this point, because we're, way behind on our news. If you pull the goalie in overtime, and you get scored on, you forfeit your loser's point. It's essentially like the opposing team won in regulation. But it does bring the question up. So the Wild did this because Vegas is who they were trying to catch at that point in the season. They're playing Vegas, much like the Blues were playing Vegas. And even though the Wild were behind the Blues in points, they were still trying to catch Vegas, who was in the last wild card spot. So they really couldn't afford to give Vegas any points, or for them to not, or for what the Wild to not win. So I get why they would do this, period, and they did it in overtime. But why wouldn't you do this at the end of regulation? Because basically, when you go to overtime, then you're guaranteeing that Vegas gets a point. So, like, if you pull your goalie and you score, that doesn't get rid of their loser point. Like, they
Right.
still get a point. So I'm not entirely sure why it wasn't like, okay, we pull the goalie while we're tied in regulation to try and win in regulation so that we get 2 points and Vegas gets zero. By the time you go to overtime, you're like, well, we'll give Vegas a point, but we really want that one extra one. And it's like,
Yeah.
sure, but it just seems like, I think they tried to explain it, or I think Wild fans have tried to explain it. I think on Puck Soup they talked about like it's maybe just possible that they're like, well, we're better 4-on-3 than we would be like 6-on-5, which I get can be the case because it's more like a wide open power play. But again, you're trying to catch Vegas, so I don't really give a shit if you're better at 6-on-5 or worse at 6-on-5 than you are at 4-on-3. But like, you just need to score in regulation. So,
Yeah,
you
well,
know.
I can explain this,
Oh,
Ian,
yeah.
the logic behind it. It all has to do with the fact that John Hines is an idiot. Like that's the core of the problem. He is.
Can you imagine being a team that fires Dean Evason and you go, well, I don't know what's
Let
out
me
there.
cast around for a solution here. Oh,
Oh.
let's get John Hines, but not as an interim coach. Like, let's make him our
Yeah.
full-time head coach.
Let's make him a full-time head coach right now.
Oh, by the way, the Predators who fired his ass are about to make the playoffs, and the Wild who hired him are not going to because he's not a good coach. Like, okay, I know this isn't what we were talking about. I got
Oh,
nothing
it's
against
fine.
John. I got nothing against John Hines personally. But his career record is 284, 255, and 63. That is like heavily negative if you're not doing the Bettman 500 nonsense. What has he ever done that people are like, good coach. I'm excited. I'm
I know. I
excited
was
that
like,
he's in.
who did he coached his like first NHL gig was with the Devils. And that was before they were had even turned the corner into like, oh, we've got, I think that was prior to them even getting Jack Hughes. So I don't know, like he wasn't there for even any sort of like small amount of success, I don't think. I don't know why he gets like a pass or like constantly get is like a retread. It's like you haven't done anything as far as I know, other than look like freaking Lord Voldemort.
Voldemort,
You know what? I'm
Voldemort,
glad that the Wild
Voldemort.
hired him though, because that means that he's already taken care of and spoken for, so the Blues can't make that freaking mistake.
That's
You
right.
know.
Thank you. Thanks for making the sacrifice for us, Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks, Garen.
Fucking
You big old
idiots.
hack.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, that was a tangent, but
I was gonna say, do you think it's smart? Do you think this is a thing we're gonna see like more often, especially as like the playoff race, comes to an end, especially out
not the
east?
Not the overtime version, but the smart regulation version. Yeah, sure.
Maybe a smart coach will do this the right
I
way.
mean, like, yeah, I mean, you have to do it. Like, it doesn't, it doesn't do you any good for a team you're chasing to only get 1 point, or to only get a 1 point jump on them. If you're trying to catch up in the standings, you pretty much have to get a win in regulation. So what's the harm in pulling the goalie and giving it a shot? If you do well enough with it, you at least don't let them score against you. So like, what's the negative? What's the drawback?
Right.
I just don't. We can talk about the league parity issue another time, but that's part of the problem. Like, imagine putting your teams in that situation where that's the strategic best decision, but whatever. That's everything in the notes, Ian. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about? Because I got all the time in the world. I got till WrestleMania. I'm free, so
So that's the one thing, just because I want to know. So we're gonna talk about this anyways, but like, what's your WrestleMania day one, day two main events like prediction here? Because
the
I don't know. Because I'm
what
not.
happens?
Yeah. What happens in the Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns? And then what happens in Cody versus Roman?
I think that the first night is pretty obvious. I think Rock and Roman will win. There's almost no scenario where I don't think that, because like the second night makes more sense as tribal combat or whatever,
Right.
and like I think, I mean, I don't know. There as a all the so many people have turned this podcast off, by the way.
Yeah,
So,
that's
to
fine.
all those
They're
people,
gone.
our respect to all those listeners. I mean, I could give you a solid hour and a half on this, so I'm going to try and control myself. But like, as a fan, I have the anxiety of like, oh, I really want Cody to win. Like, he should win. It makes sense to win, but what if they don't? When I think about it logically, I'm like, there's no way that they have him lose. Like, there's no way you have the baby face underdog, not even really underdog, but the baby face, like everybody's on his side, super popular guy, lose at back-to-back WrestleManias. There's no way, to the same dude. So
All the people that are on his
I
side are Cody crybabies,
that's true. That's true. I mean, the whole Rock thing has been like they've been working us. I don't know. I think in hindsight, I think they were working us from the very beginning. But now it's like maybe, maybe not. Maybe part of it was sincere. But Rock, there's questions about, will Rock turn on Roman? Will Seth turn on Cody? I think what happens is they win night one, however that happens, screw job, bloodline gets involved, whatever. And then I think what happens is night two, tribal combat, whatever they have, which is one of the things I don't like. One of the things when you step out of the plausible deniability of wrestling, and you think about this situation where it's like, okay, no rules on night two, why wouldn't the bloodline just all start in the ring and beat the shit out of Cody, but that's not going to happen. There's going to be like 20 minutes of just Rock and Cody, or Roman and Cody, right? But like, I think
true.
what'll happen is they'll just get to a point where like the bloodline all come out, start beating on Cody, looks like he has no hope, it looks like he's got no chance, and then like it's online, they talk about the Cody Avengers, but like the just like this swarm of people start assembling, if you will, pardon the pun, and there's rumors that it includes, I mean, it obvious assuming Seth doesn't turn on him, it would probably include Seth, certainly include Jay. But it would just be like all the people, like the idea, you know, all the people that Roman Reigns has wronged over the years, and or The
Oh,
Rock. So it could be like CM Punk if he's healthy enough to get, you know, throw a few punches or whatever. Definitely John Cena is probably a part of it. There's even some
oh, that'd
rumors
be sick.
of Stone Cold being a part of it. And it's just like all these, like, it's because it is WrestleMania 40. They've like totally entered a new era, but like they usually use these moments like at their big, you know, every 10-year WrestleManias to kind of usher in a new era, and they've got to switch to a new guy if they're going to do that. So I think, however it looks, that's my gut instinct on how it goes down. If
Damn.
Cody doesn't win, I'm gonna be upset. I'm
You
gonna
gotta
be, because
trust, you gotta trust in Triple H.
I was upset last year, and you know, and now I'd be more upset. And just for the record, I know it's not real. I'm upset three layers deep. I'm sitting here thinking, how could the people who write this story possibly not have made this decision? It's just the way that Ian got pissed about the ending of Game of Thrones. It's not like he thought
True.
Game of Thrones was real, but he's pissed about it anyway because he knows that there are idiots behind the scenes that made that be bad. So, you know.
That's right. They had two people. They had two Vince McMahons there, essentially.
I am.
Fortunately.
Oh, that is the other reason I think it has to be Cody. They want to like fully rid themselves of Vince McMahon, obviously, for very obvious reasons. You know, rapist. You rapist. There's a clip of him saying that that's very famous. But I think the most anti-Vince McMahon thing you could possibly do would be have a Rhodes family member win the WWE title at WrestleMania. So that's probably what they're
Makes
gonna
sense.
do to cleanse themselves. That's like the final ritual in the seven rituals of cleansing. But man, I am so friggin' hyped for just the whole weekend. I don't care. Wrestling is cool now, so I don't even feel guilty about it like I used to. It's just like, if
That's
you're
what The
not,
Rock
if
has
it's
said.
not, yeah, I know. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But like at this point, it's so much better than it has been at any point in my lifetime. And that counts the Attitude Era, because like the Attitude Era, a lot of it was crap. There was a lot of bad stuff on Attitude Era shows. And now it's like nothing. There's literally nothing on this show that you're not semi-interested in seeing, you know? And like, and it's two nights of shows where you're at least somewhat interested in seeing the outcomes and the matches and everything. So
That's
it's gonna
true.
be good.
I'm very excited for this. It kind of like crept up. I mean, I knew it was coming, but then all of a sudden it was like a month ago. It was a month ago, and I was like, oh, it's so far away. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow. So wait, what other good matches are there? Like,
Oh well, Ian,
I know,
allow me.
yeah, go ahead.
So there's a six tag team match for the tag team titles, which they are very obviously foreshadowing is going to be used to separate those tag team titles because it's a ladder match. And they have said 15 different times that the match only ends when both sets of titles are retrieved from, you know, the rafters or whatever. So they're obviously going to have one team pull down one set and one team pull down the other set, and then they'll have two belts, which is great. That's way better than just kind of randomly saying, oh, these titles are separated now, and they've needed to be separated for a while. So that's cool. I
Wait, so
don't
who has
really.
them now?
Right now, the Judgment Day has them, Finn Balor and Damian Priest.
Oh, okay.
I think that. I think that R-Truth and The Miz will win one set because that's been the story with the Judgment Day, is like them turning on R-Truth and beating him up. And
We'll
then
see.
I don't know for sure who wins the other set. But so that's happening. Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins with
Oh
CM Punk on commentary should absolutely slap.
yeah.
I
There's
hope
CM Punk on commentary.
I
That's
hope Drew
funny.
McIntyre wins it. I think he will. Gunther versus Sami Zayn is kind of thrown together a little bit last minute, but because partially because Gunther was supposed to fight Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
You know, can't do that because rapist, but not rapist, sexual pervert, you know, sexual deviant, you could say. But That'll be good. I think my thinking there is, Sami Zayn wins has or is like the ultimate underdog, so I don't think he can win at WrestleMania. However, the next pay-per-view is Backlash, which is in France. And if you'll recall, Ian, he is from Montreal, and he failed to win the big opportunity in front of the French-speaking fans in Montreal just over a year ago. And so my thinking is he loses at WrestleMania. If you want him to win the belt, which I'm not saying is the right call, but I think they're going to go that way. He loses at WrestleMania. He's distraught. He decides he's going to take it one more opportunity. And if he can't win that, he retires or whatever, or gives up on himself. And then he does it and he clinches it in the main event of Backlash in France. And the crowd goes crazy and he screams on the mic in French and everybody's happy as a clam. So
Blue.
then
Interesting.
you got your classic Logan Paul match, your Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. And then you've got LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Oh, fuck.
You've got Damage Control versus Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. Debutante Jade Cargill, who's only wrestled in the Royal Rumble so far.
Wait. They have Damage Control versus who?
Bianca Belair, you've heard of her. Naomi is Jimmy Uso's wife,
Oh, I remember. She came back. She
who
came
came
back.
back at Royal Rumble. And then Jade Cargill is like their superstar rookie woman who's like looks like Storm, is
Oh,
like just
yeah.
freak athlete. So she's awesome. So that'll be cool to watch.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it threw me because you said damage control, and then I was waiting for you to say Bailey, and then you said Bianca, and then I was like,
Bailey's
what?
not part of them anymore.
That's right. So then
So
she's
she's got
against,
Io. Yeah, I
yeah,
would have gotten into
Io.
Io and her, which will be great. And then Becky and Rhea, which will be
Oh,
great.
that's right.
And
Oh.
yeah, exactly. And then what was I gonna say? Oh, there's the tag match, which is Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar against Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, which should be fun, but kind of thrown together a little bit. And I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything big. I don't think I'm forgetting anything big, but I suppose I could skip out. But yeah, and it's gonna absolutely slap and be amazing and fantastic, and I can't wait. Honestly, I am a little embarrassed how excited I am about it, but screw it. Oh,
Don't
you've got Jey
be.
Uso versus Jimmy Uso, Ian. A
Oh,
match
that's right.
over a year in the making. That'll be great. And
Yeet.
then yeet indeed. And then oh yeah, there's another like six-man tag match, but nobody cares about that one. So yeah, I covered pretty much everything. But
Damn,
who
son.
knows? You could have the Undertaker, Tombstone, freaking Roman Reigns, and then put Cody Rhodes on top of him. You could have Sting come back, you could have Big E's suddenly healthy again. The Hardy Boys are could come in. Who knows? And there's lots of
Was
could
this is
have all.
WrestleMania 40? This is a big one.
This is the biggest WrestleMania of them all, as they keep fucking saying. So it has to
And they
be.
put it in Philadelphia of all places. Why?
Yeah, because WrestleMania 1 was in Philadelphia. That's
Oh.
not true. It's not true. It was in New York, but still, it could have
Yeah,
been.
Philadelphia is, a very, 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 very poor man's New York.
Philadelphia is like a fine, like it's an amazing wrestling city for one thing. It's a, I would say St. Louis, Philadelphia, and New York, and Chicago are like the four biggest wrestling cities in the U.S. In
I don't
terms
want to
of
give
just,
Philadelphia shit. That's like a real city
yeah, that's like a
that like
real city.
real city shit on, but it's like one of
Yeah.
those things where like the rest of us are like, but that's a real city though.
That's right.
Pretty much New Yorkers be like, Philadelphia sucks. What's the do you ever hear of Bill Burr from like years ago? Like they like booed a bunch of like random like comics off stage at some like radio DJ stand-up-a-thon thing in Philly, and he came out and he had like a 15-minute set and he just tossed it all out because he just started ripping Philadelphia and like they're booing him, and then it's literally he wins them over. He doesn't do anything but rip them, but they eventually are like cheering him because he just was counting down the time. He's like 9 more minutes. He's like, what does he say? I think my favorite thing is like, you one bridge having motherfucking city. He goes, your biggest guy, your biggest hero,
Is a
is
boxer who
a is yeah, is
lost.
a guy that doesn't even exist or whatever. So funny.
I need to watch that after this.
Five more minutes.
I
He pretty much, I think that's why I like, I mean, I like his thing, but it's like The Rock or whatever. It's like The Rock being like, you've broken the record at the gate. You're the most, you got the most people in Utah ever here or whatever. Like the record you broke is your most amount of inbreds in one place. Yeah, he knows like so much about their Philadelphia sports teams too. Bill Burley's just like ripping all of them. He's like, the Eagles suck. This is like way before like they'd won a Super Bowl like ever, or like since the 70s. Like, I haven't won a Super Bowl in fucking 30 years. Donovan McNabb's your guy, but he's like anyone at other teams, like third stringer. You guys suck. The 76ers are no good. I love Bill Burr.
I'm very, very pumped about WrestleMania, even if it is in Philadelphia. So I can't wait. I'll be texting you a lot, you know.
No spoilies. The nice thing is, I mean, it doesn't start late.
Put the child to bed. It starts early. It's like 5 your time.
Fuck. Okay, well, he's just gonna watch this. God damn it. LA's beaten Seattle 3-0. Well, folks, it's over. Everything's over.
Yeah, but Cody Rhodes is about to be champion, so it doesn't matter.
That's
It
true.
just
That does
doesn't
help.
matter. So yeah. Anything else you want to touch on? Love is Blind, final reactions, you know, anything?
Love is Blind finally. I used to talk about it like I finished it.
You haven't finished the season, Ian?
No, I just I'm literally.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
but it's spicy now. Like it was, kind of spicy, but now, the blonde just broke up with Elon Musk Jr. I was like, oh damn. For real though, yeah. There's something about his face. It's the same. It's like the eyes, or it's like the hair.
Jerame, you mean?
Jereme, dude.
The
Did you fuck?
worst,
I don't know the rest of the
fucking
story.
spelling of a name I've ever
This
seen.
fucking moron, this
How
guy. How can
stupid
you
can you possibly
share
be?
your location and
And
then
then try
lie
to
about
lie
your
about it.
location?
I mean, I know it's a show. I know some of it's canned,
Oh
but
yeah.
like, oh my
Oh, I'm
God.
sure she's terrible too or whatever, but it's just like,
Oh yeah, she's unlikable in a lot of ways, but like that's just laying the smack down
did you
on
see,
him.
did when you saw her family for the first time, were you kind of like, so did she hire them? Because like they're just like
Yeah.
people. Those are
This is
just
like
people.
folks. Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, she is, she likes to get what she wants. And I'm like, who are you people? Are you even related to her? You're just people. Like,
You just.
wouldn't you think the mom was just gonna be like just crazy, like age is crazy, but like, very high maintenance and
Yeah,
all that shit. And I'm like,
definitely.
ah, makes sense. But I'm like, who is this? This is like someone's grandma.
Who are you? You're just people. Stop
Even
being
like the
people.
brother, I'm like, this is like some long-haired nerdy brother with his like wife who's like, let him wear his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, stupid. They love.
And then fucking, I know they probably edit this together this way, but it still kind of blows my mind. I'm sure it's a bad edit for Kenny or Ken or whatever the fuck his name is, Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth is the worst.
But
I
oh
love
my
that
God.
dude
Oh my God,
in the
dude, that's
pods. And then I'm like, what
oh,
happened to
it's just so crazy because he's like, well, bye. Just
He's
like,
like, yeah, I thought I loved you, but this isn't gonna work. And then he's
so
right back on his phone while she's like breaking down in
yeah,
tears.
he's like, yeah, come pick me up. So whatever. I was like, damn,
Awful.
dog, shit.
That dude
I didn't like
sucks so
his
hard.
vibe was very like,
Also, has Frankie been behind you literally this entire time?
oh yeah.
And he just moved like 1 inch and then laid back down?
Yeah,
Sweet.
Nettie's in the corner.
We love Nettie. Big
I'm
Nettie
literally
fan.
down here sitting on the floor by the couch because I felt kind of bad because I feel like we don't give them quite as much attention with the baby. I try and be somewhat conscious of that. But then if I sit at their table downstairs, I'm like, oh, they're gonna go sit on the couch and I'll be like far away. So I'll just sit by the couch and at least I'll be close by.
Oh, that's cute and so wholesome.
I'm part of the family.
Frankie,
But no,
what
it
do
was
we
not part of the
need?
family. Kenneth, because holy
Kenneth,
fuck.
oh my God.
Holy. I just.
You haven't even gotten to all the Jimmy Chelsea drama. That girl
Oh, I mean,
crazy.
I've had enough where it's like
That woman crazy.
this couple exists in like in this show, like every maybe not every season, but like in this show or other shows, like the Ultimatum or whatever the other one was, but like where they
All
have,
the shows hosted by Nick Lachey.
there's always some weird ass couple that's like, I hate the word, but it's like crazy ass toxic, and there's
Oh
just like
yeah.
you
Oh yeah.
two just need to stop,
But they're
just.
also the ones who are like, but I really love you though. Like
Oh
we're
yeah,
gonna
exactly. The next
work
night day, they're like, "Hey, I know last night was rough, and I called you a fucking hoe, or whatever, and
that
like a piece of shit, but like I do love you." And they're like, "I know," and then they're like, "Let's go get brunch," and I'm like, "What the fuck? No, you
I
can't.
do.
Who
I
is
kind of like
this?"
that. This is my first ever season of Love Is Blind, but I do kind of like that how like they have like they don't do it in a corny way, but like they have couples that have their big blow up and then they're almost just like eliminated, like they're voted off the island. But it's not like really said, but then they just don't ever revisit
Show
them,
up
you know, and it
anymore.
like dwindles down, and then you maybe see them at the reunion.
I do like that. They just go, and
Like,
toss in the
because
towel.
I went to rewatch the first season, and there's that couple that the guy is bi and doesn't tell the woman, and then like they have a huge friggin' blow up and early in the resort, and then like you just never see them again. I'm sure you will at the reunion, but
A
like that's
se
just it.
season before this, they have a couple that is like that. They don't make it past the resort, and it's like it's almost evident from the moment they meet,
That
like
it's
face
not
to
gonna work.
face. Like she
Yeah.
seems fine and he seems kind of like, oh. And she just like, I just
Yeah.
remember being like, oh, he's so quiet. And he was like, oh, I'm just introverted. I'm like, no, that's not what this is.
You can be introverted, but that's not this.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I do. I wish they do like a. I want to study on like everyone that participates in these things. And I'm just like, what is it? You need to be seen, but you're broken, but you're also like, but you also want to find love, but you're really just in it for the clout.
It's the lyrics of like a religious song, basically.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
I just want to know.
It's actually the lyrics of a Love Is Blind song.
Oh my God. So
The
sometimes
door
they'll at
was
least.
open, but then you closed it
I'll literally do
today.
that with Arlene when it's like, yeah, they're like the before the lyrics kick in and the music and they're like angry and it's like, yeah, love is pain. No, that's too on the nose. They just be like pain weather. Like what?
Yeah.
It's raining in my heart. They're like what? But at least sometimes they'll if you
The
watch it with like
sun
closed
is hot with
captions.
my tears.
It'll show like the name. It'll be like,
Oh, they'll try to be like it's a real
they'll
artist or
give you a name of
whatever.
somebody, but
Yeah.
sometimes other ones with lyrics and everything, it will just say like sad music. I'm like, see, now Netflix is fucking
Thank
telling
you.
on you. This is
Yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially too, because I'm like, what part of the song would this be? They're like, is this supposed to be the
This is the bridge,
chorus? Because this
baby.
cannot be it.
Yeah.
Which I think is what blew my mind, because at the
Great.
very beginning of the season, they actually played like a real song, like just as they're introing people, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa! You got money
No.
for New Republic
Van
or One
Halen
Republic?
now?
You got money for New Order?
New Republic. That's awesome. Good for them. Good for Love Is Blind, finally finding some success.
Did you watch the reunion? Is it in front of a live audience this season?
Oh yeah,
I
baby.
love it.
Oh, it's good. You get some spicy drama in this one. I mean, I don't know how hard they normally go, but
They
this
don't, I
one
mean,
deserves
they've
it.
had most of them, I'll say, are honestly just kind of that I can remember. The second season has a guy that like nobody likes that comes back and he's like even worse. And I think everyone is like, dude, you suck. And he's very like unapologetic too. He's not like, oh, I guess, it's pretty. He's like, yeah, it's just nuts. I want to say last season's was like me. But yeah, they can be spicy. But I don't think until this season that there was a live studio audience.
Didn't they try to do one as like a stream?
Oh, they did
And it
try to do
like
last
broke the
year's
internet.
live, and it like, yeah, Netflix fucked it up.
Nice.
I do like how that's not that big of a deal, but people really made it out to be a big deal. Like, fucking Netflix, how much money they make, and they came to do a fucking Love is Blind stream. Are you shitting me? And I'm like, yo, and also, like, who gives a shit?
Also, though, this is Love is Blind stream, so you're probably fine. You're
That's
probably
probably what
okay,
they
huh?
thought too. They're like, I don't think people are really gonna give a shit anyways. Oh, you also get all
Exactly.
the, I guess you get both ends, as you saw this, and then you'll eventually see like the first reunion. But what's her name? Vanessa Lachey starts going off the handle of it. Like, just sometimes I'm just like, lady, people are watching you. It's like TMI. It's like, when me and him fuck, it's pretty crazy. And I'm like, okay, and you can see he's like, oh, it's great, good stuff. Please don't talk about our relationship. He's never in the mood. In fact, we had to go to a doctor because his penis don't work no more.
I love that
Whoa,
show.
Iceberg to 98 degrees. Remember that? Remember that? Fucking fifth rate boy band.
Oh,
It had
as
my
in
balding brother in it.
we like to see, he likes to say he wasn't balding at the time, but he was. He definitely was.
He's definitely the Joey Fatone.
I love this article I pulled up to see the WrestleMania card. On top of the scheduled matches, there has been speculation regarding legends such as Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and John Cena making an appearance, which would add even more cachet to an already anticipated event.
Oh, the
Like,
cachet.
thanks, man. Also, oh, they did spell cachet correctly. All right, well, that's on me then. I don't know how to spell cachet, but
Oh, Dallas made it 3-0. Edmonton, you're gonna get blown out of the
from
fucking water in the playoffs.
storyline driven matches to high work rate rematch to high work rate matches to tag team wrestling to women's wrestling, the WrestleMania 40 card truly seems as though it has something to satisfy every type of pro wrestling fan. It's really a testament to how few people have any writing skill at all, how many just crappy writers there are in the on the internet, you know?
Yeah,
It's
anyone can
like, I
write.
know how to form cogent sentences. That doesn't mean you are a good writer.
I know for real. I've never thought I would want to write anything. Whenever I'm like, oh, people just blog. I could blog. And I'm like, man, no. Like, the only reason I ever got A's in English was because they'd be like, here's how I want an essay written. And I'd be like, I will do exactly as you said. I'm like, I have a checklist. Do you want transitions? Transitions. You want this to be 5 pages long? It's 5 pages long. You want this to be about one of these five subjects? It's going to be about one of these five subjects. And they'd be like, this is really good. And I'm like, it's only really good because it's exactly what you wanted.
Oh, I can't wait for this weekend again. That's my grand conclusion to this podcast.
I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited too. And so are our
So
sponsors.
are our sponsors and all our fans. Do you ever have a feeling like something's crawling on you and then it's not, or is that like a severe medical condition that I need to get
Gonna
checked?
say, it's freaking Eugene Melnick's ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
I've definitely felt like something's crawling on me, and then I've checked and there's nothing there, and I'm like, spooky.
Spooky dookie. All right, well, there we go.
That's the name of the episode.
The spooky dookie is the name of the
Yeah.
episode. I've already got one planned. Do you think we should go
Oh,
with spooky dookie?
no.
I'll tell you the other option off here, although everyone listening to this has already heard it, so you know. My other option was just Subway and Propaganda. So, you know, whichever one you think is good. People really need to read for those Easter eggs. Which do you think? Make a call, Ian. It's your call.
No, I'm not gonna make a call because I want the one
You
person
make a
listening to
call
be,
right
I
now.
was just saying, I want the one person listening to be surprised, but I guess they will have seen what the title is. So you guessed
Yes.
it. You guessed it, lone listener.
It's Ian, fill in the blank.
Spooky dookie.
There we go. All right, we've got a call. So, that's it. Thanks for listening, folks. Ian's a dad, so he's got to go to bed soon now, and I'm in the East Coast, so I need to do the same as well.
That's right.
So, thank you all for being wonderful. We appreciate your listenership, and we wish you a very pleasant WrestleMania weekend. Goodbye.
See ya.